All right. Obstacles are meant to be overcome. Turn to your neighbour and say, obstacles are meant to be overcome. I'm trying these new glasses out this morning that the optometrist assured me that would work better. And I'm kind of like, I'm not sure, but anyway, we'll get there. So this morning, I want to talk to you about not complaining. And I've called it, the title of my message, The No Complaining Rule. And the Numbers 14:24, well, I've actually got the slide for that. God, yeah, thanks, mate. I've actually, Numbers 14:24, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, turn to your neighbour and say, it's good to be different. My servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit, say it again, a different spirit in him and has followed me fully. Yeah, it's good to follow the Lord fully. Not just a little bit. Not just sit on the fence. Not just when it pleases you. Not when you want something or you've got a need. I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. So we're talking about obstacles meant to be overcome, and this week I want to talk about this no complaining rule, which Caleb had on his life. Joshua had it too. The other 10, well, they didn't quite make it. And I think it's a good picture of the majority of people in life. But we can choose to be different. And so this morning, Caleb had a different spirit. Caleb could see the future God had ahead for him and the people he led, even though there were obstacles. And obstacles are not meant to destroy our faith. So if we have an obstacle in our life, it is never to destroy our faith. It is there so that we can include God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in that particular problem, that particular challenge, and see what God can do. And so, Numbers 13:30, I'm going to give you a couple of positive confessions of Caleb. Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are all well able to overcome it. And Numbers 13:8, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Our words have a massive effect on how our future will unfold. If you'd like to listen to a couple of messages about that kind of thing, you'd only have to go as far as Joyce Meyer. You can do that. She's great at it. This morning, I want to use the Word of God and talk about this no complaining rule so that by the end of this morning, we may complain, but at the same time, we have a gratefulness in our spirit as well. Because who knows that we're probably going to go out of here and during the week we're going to complain about something. I'm realistic about this. Is that true? Something's going to happen. However, we can add something to the end of it. We'll get to it. In history, before this whole incident happened where Caleb's gone with the others to spy out the promised land. Before all that happened, all the Israelites, they're the same people. And the process of Moses leading the people out from Egypt into the Exodus and the Red Sea and all the magnificent things and the wonders that God did. But it wasn't particularly straightforward for Moses. He was doing everything the Lord asked him to do. So he would go up to Pharaoh and he'd say, do exactly what God asked him to do. Let my people go. So he'd go up to Pharaoh. Jonathan, you can be Pharaoh. Come stand up. Help me out here this morning. You mean man. So he'd go in and go, I want you to let my people go.
No way. Can't do it.
That's right. And then you can sit down again. He said, no way, it's not going to happen. You see, Pharaoh said with his own mouth that he didn't know the Lord. He didn't know anything, didn't know what the big deal was. And, you know, God kind of went along with, I believe he went along with Pharaoh for quite a while. And so what, you know, what was one of the first thing that he did was he turned the water, the river Nile turned to blood. That's pretty significant, right? And that was real blood. Now the magicians tried to do it and they got some bowls and you know, if you can, you know, who thinks magic's real? But the thing is that you can color water and you can make it look. You see, the devil is into deceiving. He is very big on deception. And it's the same with our world. It's very big to say, well, that looks pretty good to me. But don't underestimate where that deception will lead. And so there's all these miracles, and there was 10 of them. And it goes along, and you know, it's amazing to me that after all those, and some of them were pretty big miracles, and I'm just thinking about let's just take frogs for a moment. There's these frogs everywhere, and they wouldn't leave. In fact, I think I've got a picture of them. Somewhere on the slide, yeah. And they're trying to beat them away. There's frogs all in Pharaoh's palace, it says in the Bible. They're everywhere. If the magicians were so powerful, why couldn't they actually get rid of the frogs? Seriously. So, what was happening was that God was actually making it and bringing more and more, because ultimately the glory of God is going to be greater. And if there's a big challenge in your life, or there's things that you haven't done and then suddenly you change, it might be in respect to tithing. You haven't been tithing, you say, you know what, I'm going to trust God. And there's an incredible amount of miracle or work comes your way because you start to tithe that hadn't come before you tithed, because God is a creative God. And so God wants to create things in our world and bring them to us. He wants to destroy the powers of darkness in our life so that we are totally reliant on him and not the world that we live in. And once again, the Lord said to Moses, and this is repeated over and over, Pharaoh will not heed you so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. Exodus 11:9. My wonders will be multiplied. You know, having a different spirit to most will cost you. Can you imagine how Moses felt? Going time and time again, Pharaoh, let my people go. No, what do I want to do that for? Pharaoh, let my people go. 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 Each time, hardened his heart. It costs you to believe and keep believing. At times, going week in, week out, the same work, the same job, coming into the house of God, it will cost you something, but the rewards are far greater. Come on. Someone give me a yes, amen. See, having a different spirit will cost you. It's no doubt it will cost you financially. It's no doubt it will cost you in your time. It's no doubt it will cost you in who you are. But ultimately, you will live a life that is fulfilled and purposeful and incredibly blessed. And I'm not just talking about having a lot of wealth. You may or you may not. But there's something about being in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the wonders will be greater. Keep being faithful, the wonders will be greater. Keep being faithful, the wonders will be greater. And so, at work, you may be criticized for what you believe. and what you do on the weekends. What'd you do on the weekend? Winch it. It's different to others. You decide to get home in a reasonable hour. You pass to Phil Pringle, the president of C3 Church, says it's good to be home by 10:30 because after 10:30, that's when the bad stuff happens. I think he's meaning the spirit of it. I'm not going to ring you up. Are you home yet? It's true though, isn't it? When you're tired, stuff happens. So we've got to make church a priority rather than an optional extra. And having a different spirit will determine the friends that you keep. You'll want to be with people with the same kind that think differently. And relationships that have him at the center have the best opportunity for dreaming and believing together. It's great when you can dream together, believe together about your future and things that are going to happen. In teams, that's a fantastic thing. Like hearing about the kids' church meeting today, it's great to dream about the future. And Caleb's positive faith, he was unwavering belief in God. It almost got him stoned to death. He was very close to being stoned by his own people because he was different. Except that because of Caleb's faithfulness throughout all the years, the glorious presence of the Lord showed up. Right at that moment of no return, that's when God moves the most significantly in our lives. I've got a glorious slide there, Conrad, if you want to show it, that's fine. Caleb had a different spirit because he had the no complaining rule nailed in his life. Say these statements with me if you believe them. Especially when we put God into the scenario. Okay, these are some of the statements that Caleb made. We can do this. Who believes that? Say it with me. We can do this. Second one, Caleb said this. We can take them down. Say it with me. We can take them down. It's almost like you got to stand. Come on, stand up with me. Stand up. Come on, let's stand. One, you got to do this properly. Come on, if it was a footy, you'd be going, yeah, well, maybe not this last weekend. But anyway, we can take them down. Yeah, all right, another one. We can conquer. Give us some arm movements. We can conquer. And lastly, Caleb said, these are all phrases he used multiple times. We can overcome. We can overcome. Thank you. You may be seated, just in case you're falling asleep. See, we can. We've got to adopt a spirit of we can. We can. It may mean some changes in our life. It may mean that things have to alter, but we can. We're going to allow God into our situations and we will see God prevail and his wonders. And so he preferred to see the positive of and the possibilities of what could be. And the 10 leaders who went with Caleb to explore the land, they gave a negative report. And these men were not just being difficult for difficult sake. Because if they were just being difficult for difficult sakes, you know, I'm sure we all know, we've all got jerks in our world. People that are just, you know, and you can easily flog them off. You can easily get rid of those kind of people. But this was more than that. This was much more than that. See, far more dangerous is the kind of cancer that is subtle and inside your body. For it grows hidden beneath the surface. Sometimes slow, sometimes fast, but either way, if not caught, it will eventually spread to the point where it can and will destroy the body. See, complaining and negativity are this kind of cancer. It is likely that some of you have come from a long line of complainers in your family. Am I speaking some truth to somebody out there? Am I the only one? Long line of complainers. See, we could blame our family. That's their fault. Well, when you get older than 20, you've got to stop blaming your family and take responsibility for your own life, yes? Or at least have a go. See, we could blame the Israelites who came before us. They could have. We could do the same, actually. If we're from that long along a list of complainers, we could be going, it's the Israelites' fault. If they hadn't complained, we wouldn't be in this position now. That's why I complain. I mean, maybe some of you need some deep inner healing on this. I don't know. Don't come to me in that respect, okay? It's not my area, but we've got some good people I can refer you to. See, we can determine to have a different spirit. See, here's a personal example. My dad, God bless him, he told me from heaven, he's in heaven. It's okay to say this. I'm just joking. See, my dad would watch the news nearly every night. And you know, he'd sit there with his bowl of nuts, actually. And he'd only drink pretty much water. And halfway through the news, he'd be complaining either about the bad news or about the government. And none of you ever do that, do you? You see, I think when you do it every night, what's going to happen? It becomes part of who you are, and it's like, well, I need to have my half an hour of complaining. I need to have my whinge before I go to bed. You see, I'm just talking from experience here. I can do exactly the same because I've, you know, we are like our parents, right, to some degree. We'd like not to be, but that's it right there. We can only change so much. Fortunately, we have partners, wives that are, or husbands, that are actually, they're very gracious. Thank you. And what I want to say is this, you know, the Israelites for the first month of their freedom, they've come out from Egypt. They're kind of like, got a bit of a skip in that we've actually left. What was it, 450 years in oppression? On slavery, making straw in the end, or making bricks in the end without straw. I mean, this is hard work. If they didn't do it quite right, they got whipped, they got caned, they got everything. And that's all they knew. That was their life. They didn't have any free time. Who's glad we've got free time in Australia? And for the first month of their freedom, they were happy and they were thrilled that they had escaped the oppression in Egypt. But after the first month and a half, they started complaining. They complained about the menu. I don't like potato. I don't want to eat shepherd's pie. What's this? They complained it was hot. They complained it was dusty. They complained about the drinks. They complained about their leader. 300 years in slavery and it only took them just over a month to start complaining again. And God got so frustrated with their complaining that he threatened their very existence. And of course, Moses came through and, you know, God's a gracious God. And God is a proponent of the no complaining rule. God instrumented it. God originated it, I should be saying. See, you will die every day by complaining. I don't think some of you are convinced. Turn to your neighbor and say, you will die every day by complaining. And mean it. Or at least act like you mean it. You will die every day by complaining. Numbers 11:1, the people soon began to complain to the Lord. So after what? 30 days? They soon began to complain to the Lord about their hardships. And when the Lord heard them, his anger blazed against them. You know, we all face roadblocks in life. Negative things happen to us. There's energy vampires that get a hold of us. We hear disturbing news. And there are always going to be obstacles on our road to success. Staying positive, having the ability to turn a negative into a positive, is essential for our growth and well-being. If you're going to grow in the Lord, you have to be able to turn a negative into a positive. Or at least, if it's a bad negative, at least say, Lord, I thank you that I've got you in my life to help me through this. We all have problems, and those problems may not go away quickly. The problem can't be swept away. You can try and put it under the carpet, but it's still there. If you can change churches, it'll still be there. You can change countries, it's still going to be there. And the likelihood is more problems are coming. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news today. You can die every day by complaining. Numbers 11, 19. The Lord has heard your whining and complaints. If only we had meat to eat. Now the Lord will give you meat and you will have to eat it. And it won't be just for a day or two or for five or for 10 or for 20. You will eat it for the whole month until you gag and are sick of it. Even God has enough of your complaining. You can die every day by complaining. For you have rejected the Lord who is here among you and you have complained to him. Now I want to make this point. I'm sure you're getting it. Every time you allow yourself to complain bitterly about the same circumstance in your life over and over and over, you are rejecting the power of the Lord in your life. Some of you think you can't get rid of addictions. You can if you allow Lord into the situation. I'm telling you, the people of Israel had their opportunity to break free from their past. And it's easy for us here saying, well, I don't understand why they complain so much. But don't we complain? They chose to keep complaining. And the leaders of Israel had the opportunity to lead the people into the promised land, but they were still living with old habits in their life. We are like grasshoppers in their sight. Whining comes at a cost. Turn to your neighbor and say, whining comes at a cost. I'm not talking about babies whining. Although, no, we won't go there. All right. See, when we complain, our brains, this is scientific fact. I looked it up. When we complain, our brains release stress hormones that harm neural connections in areas used for problem solving and other cognitive functions. But that's not all. This also happens when we listen to someone else moan and complain. One scholar said this, it's as bad as secondhand smoke. You have to choose not to be the cause of your own stress. You can die every day by complaining, or you can focus on your deliverer. I said you can die every day by complaining, or you can focus on your deliverer. Numbers 11, 23, the Lord said to Moses, is there any limit to my power? Is there any limit to my power? I'm not sure you've quite got it yet. Is there any limit to my power? Is there any limit to my power? And so it may be that you don't have work right now. Is there any limit to my power? Do I stop trusting him and go about it my own way? No, we still trust in our Lord and believe that God is going to bring that work to us. It may be today that you're struggling financially. You know, there's got to be a transaction somehow. God wants to work in our world. We have to do something. If you give him something to work with, he can open up the floodgates of heaven. It's the word of God. It may be that you have made a mistake. I think we'd all agree that we've all made mistakes. And some of them, they might even be bad ones. And it feels like it's too late. You know, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Is there any limit to my power? In that mistake, is there any limit to my power? Yes, it might need to be worked through, but is there any limit to my power? It may be that your marriage is struggling. Is there any limit to my power? It may be that you've been suffering with some kind of sickness. Is there any limit to my power? And we have a loving Father who wants to come alongside and bring wonder into our ordinary lives and make our lives extraordinary. You can die every day by complaining, or you can focus on your deliverer. Church, can we focus on our deliverer? You know, there's two main reasons people complain. They are fearful and they feel helpless. I'm sure that was the case for the Israelites when they went out to the and saw the land and they saw those big giants. In fact, I might even have a bit of a picture. Show us that funny one. But isn't it true? My brothers who went with me frightened the people and discouraged them from entering the promised land. There's a God who loves us, says when we love him fully, he casts out fear. So why was Caleb able to be so positive? He loved his God. He had full relationship with him. The second one, the reason why people complain, is it has become a habit. Numbers 14:9, do not rebel against the Lord and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. This is Caleb speaking. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. So in this life, you have two choices. There's two roads you can go. You can go the positive route or you can go the negative. Pastor Collie in Liberia spoke with me this week. They've been free from Ebola for about, I think it's about 90 days now. Incredible. So good. So prayer does work. Come on. Anyway, the economy over there is it's still the second poorest. It might even be the poorest nation in the world at the moment because of Ebola. And he had to shift house because he said, I can't. Basically, he rents a place and doesn't have power or anything, but it's just a couple of rooms. That's pretty much how most people live over there, if they can afford to rent. And he said, I can't. The landlord wants me to go because he says I'm running an orphanage. He says, well, what do I do? He says, I've got these 10 children that live with me because they've got nowhere else to go. Some of them from Ebola, some of them he's adopted. Him and Florence, his wife, have adopted. And so he's had to move out to the land that we purchased. Thank God we've got some land, so he's got somewhere to live. But it's a lot further. And Florence has to go into JFK Hospital because she's a nurse there. So it's a lot further her to go to work. And on the phone, I'm saying, how are you going? And you know, I did not hear him complain once. The Lord will look after this, Pastor. He wasn't saying it wasn't tough right now. But he was refusing to accept that, or actually complain about his circumstances. He made the choice. He could have got rid of his 10 orphan kids and stayed where he was, or kept a couple. But he says, I don't know how. Florence and I, we don't know how we could get rid of them. And so he's moved out to the land where there's not as many people around, and it'll be more difficult for him. It's more difficult to get those 10 children to school. They go to our school over there. The economy is bleak. He says, we'll find a way, Pastor. I don't know how he does it. He has one motorbike. Now, I know they carry a lot of people on one bike, but come on. 10? You see, if you've never been on a trip overseas to a third world type country or a developing country, I would encourage you to go, because you will never complain again when you get home. And yet he has this, I said, he has this incredible positive spirit and rarely complains. And when he does, he's using it to find a solution. I don't have a car right now, but I will find a way to get out to Gorlu, which is near the Guinea border, so that I can visit the two churches that have started and a little school up there. Wow. The positive road will lead to, this is scientific, enhanced health, happiness, and success. And the end result for Caleb was that 45 years after his first opportunity to move into the promised land, he was finally able to take possession of it. And Joshua 14:8. All right, so he's moved. He's in the promised land and he's walking on his land. My brothers, he says, thanks, Brim. My brothers who went with me frightened the people and discouraged them from entering the promised land. I have no doubt negativity pulls back others from receiving their immediate future. You can halt progress in a company because of your negative disposition. And if we're the people of God, the last thing we want to do is halt the progress of the company that you work for, because we are meant to be the shining lights. We don't take, we're generous. Because the Lord is our provider. And God is patient with his people. And he's patient with the Israelites. And Moses pleaded with him many times, but internally they made little change. And I don't want us to be these kind of a people, where we've just so internally, we just decide, I'm happy with my life. It cost them dearly. You can read about it. I haven't got time this morning. But it really did cost them. They didn't enter the promised land. And the negative road will lead to misery, anger, and failure. There is a better road. Turn to your neighbor and say, there's a better road. And it's very simple. Caleb says this in Numbers 14:8. For my part, I followed the Lord my God completely. For my part, I followed the Lord my God completely. Can we say that together, church? For my part, I followed the Lord my God completely. Why don't we stand to our feet this morning? Lord, I pray that you'd help us to complain less, number one, and two, think of something positive to say when there's a negative. And Father, when life is tough, when there are situations and issues in our world, I pray that you will help us, that when we do complain, that we will thank you. Maybe you're here today and you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, with every head bowed and every eye closed today, it might be that at some point you have made a decision for the Lord. You know, the Bible says if you believe, will you believe today? You don't need to believe everything. You don't know everything. That doesn't matter. All you're saying is, I want to allow the Lord Jesus to participate in my life. I want to have relationship. It may be that you've never accepted Jesus as Lord of your life, but today it's a brand new day. Today it's, oh, you know what? I want to trust in the Lord who has the creative power to change my circumstances. Maybe you're not sure today that you're going to heaven. You can be sure. He loves you. Will you admit today that you need His help in your life? Admit today that you've made mistakes, wrongdoings. Come in a relationship with Him today. I want to pray for you in a moment. Accept Jesus as Lord of your life. Can we pray this prayer together, please? I'll say a few words and you can repeat them after me. I'll get the whole church to do this. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you first loved me. You died on the cross for me. You took my sin, my pain. I thank you for what you've done. I confess my sin. I turn around today and put my trust in you, Lord. I receive of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, you want to come in a relationship with Him. Today you're away from Him. You're backslidden. Or you're not sure you're going to heaven, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it. I'd love to pray with you. One, two, three. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So for us here today, we put our trust in you, Lord. We put our hope in you, Lord. We put our life in your hands, Lord. Lord, when we complain, and I'm sure it's going to happen, Father, but we would say, you know what? I thank you, Lord, that you have a solution. I thank you, Lord, the next time, Lord, I get in my car and I'm stuck in traffic, I will thank you for my car rather than complain about my circumstance. I thank you, Lord, that you are a God who brings joy and hope and peace into my life. Oh, I thank you for that opportunity whenever it comes to give you praise and honor. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. God bless you, church. If you'd like some prayer for anything whatsoever, I will make myself available with a couple of prayer team. Otherwise, enjoy your morning. New People's Morning Tea is on in a few minutes' time.